AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's another sign the Federal Reserve may start cutting interest rates next month. The Labor Department says year-over-year inflation reached its lowest level in more than 3 years in July. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he wants to see additional evidence of slowing inflation before the Fed begins cutting interest rates. It could happen starting in about a month. Donald Trump lost his latest bid for a new judge in his hush money case. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Judge Juan Merchan, in a decision posted Wednesday, declining to step down. The decision comes as the case heads toward a key ruling and potential sentencing next month. The request was the third from lawyers for the Republican presidential nominee. They've argued that Merchan has a conflict of interest because his daughter works as a political consultant for prominent Democrats and campaigns, including Vice President Kamala Harris's 2020 presidential run. She's now Trump's Democratic opponent in this year's election. A state court ethics panel said last year Merchan could continue on the case. Julie Walker, New York.
A new AP North Center poll shows Vice President Kamala Harris has a perceived advantage over former President Trump on several leadership qualities, including honesty. Senior fellow Bill Galston at the Brookings Institution says the Harris-Walz campaign is going into a new phase.
The first 3 weeks have been a period of rational exuberance, but the next 12 weeks are going to have to be more substantive, both on offense and defense.
Donald Trump will be campaigning today in North Carolina. Tropical storm Ernesto dropped torrential rain on Puerto Rico and left hundreds of thousands of people without power as it threatened to strengthen into a major hurricane en route to Bermuda. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding steady on Wall Street after the latest update on inflation came in pretty much as expected. The S&P 500 edged up less than 0.1% in early trading Wednesday. The Dow was also basically flat. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Treasury yields held their own in the bond market after the government reported that consumer prices were 2.9% higher last month versus a year ago. The latest inflation data should keep the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates next month. Two major food companies announced a deal to combine. Privately held Mars said it would buy Kellanova, which makes Cheez-Its and Pop-Tarts, for almost $30 billion. Kellanova's stock price jumped more than 7%. Seth Sutel, New York.
In a surprise move, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announced he will not run in the upcoming party leadership vote in September, paving the way for Japan to have a new prime minister. Kishida was elected president of his governing party and became prime minister in 2021. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.